If a loan officer says, I want to close 8 transactions a month, you only have to do one thing. One thing. That's it. You want to know?
What is it? Tell me what it is.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Local Marketing Lab, where you get real-world insights from industry pros to help you drive local revenue and local growth. This podcast is brought to you by Evocalize, digital marketing tools powered by local data that automatically work where and when your locations need it most. Learn more at evocalize.com.
What's up and welcome to the Local Marketing Lab. Joining us in the lab today is a guest with over 20 years of experience in the mortgage space. He's a partner at Mortgage Marketing Animals, growth accelerator at Success Mortgage Partners, and host of the Loan Officer Leadership Podcast, Steve Kiles. Thanks for joining us in the lab, my friend.
What's up, my man? I'm so glad to be here. It's just an honor. Thanks for the opportunity and inviting me on the podcast, and excited about our conversation today, man.
Likewise. You're like mortgage podcast royalty. Are you number two right now in the podcast space?
Well, one, two, and three. It just kind of, there's a couple of us that are just, we are working hard to continue to make an impact in this space. So, hey, and I'll tell you, you know, the key to success, and I say it all the time on the episodes too, Justin, is anything we're doing is worth doing badly. Just get started. And about six years ago, we just got started with a mic, turned it on. And it's taken off, man. There's a lot of, we're helping a lot of great loan officers across the country make an even bigger impact. So
I love that. That's exactly, I say it all the time. Like, don't, like, you get an idea, just go with it, get started. Cause you'll fall into a pit of paralysis by analysis and planning and strategy, and you'll never get going. They say the best time to plant a tree is like 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And if not, do it today.
That's right.
Second
best is today, man. That's it.
Yeah. Well, awesome. If you wouldn't mind, let's, for some of our listeners who may not know who you are, your background, if you could give just a quick, 30 seconds to a minute about like your background and how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, man. So, been in the business actually last week was 24 years. So I, it's been a great, great journey. When I got in, I'll never forget, you know, I grew up from a middle class, but really later in life realized it was kind of a lower middle class. We actually qualified for food stamps, you know, in high school, but my dad was so proud. He wouldn't let us take food stamps, and he was a hard worker. He just didn't make a lot of money. Yeah. And I got to tell you, in our early 20s, I have a twin brother. We started buying and selling investment property. I got married at 25. And then I realized this, in our early 20s, we lost everything. We had partnered with somebody, the deal went south. We had, we ended up with 4 houses in foreclosure, $250,000 at the age of debt, at the age of 25 in debt, and a partner who had walked away and taken a whole bunch of stuff. And so, you know, I was really just praying about, okay, God, what do I do? What do I do with the rest of my life in this season? And I'll never forget, my wife and I were walking in the evening, and I just knew that God spoke to my heart and said, mortgage. And I didn't know much about it. I dabbled in real estate and bought and sold investment properties. But that was a defining moment, because from that moment on, I knew that I was called to serve the mortgage industry. And to be candid, you know, I always joke about it. It's like, I didn't even know you spelled mortgage with 2 G's. You know, it's like, all I knew was that I was going to be called to the mortgage industry. And from there, I found somebody who was doing mortgages. I pursued them for 90 days. They finally took me on. And I remember for the first year, I would drive an hour to go to his office, and I just learned, you know. And so I would work mortgages till about lunchtime, and I'd go wait tables at a Mexican restaurant to pay the bills. And it took me, I think the first year I only closed maybe 10, 11 deals. And it was hard. You know, back then we were calling out of the newspaper. There was no real plan. There was no strategy. There wasn't a lot of coaching. I just knew this. I was called to the industry. There was no plan B, and I'm going to do whatever it took. And so, and then from there in 2011, I got involved in coaching, helped us grow, and have been able to build some successful teams. In the last 5 years, I was able to started from zero, built a group from zero to 100 million in about 3 years. Then I did it again in about 18 months and took it from zero to 110 million. And then now what I'm doing is we still have teams that do local production, but I'm really drawing people to my sales network at Success Mortgage Partners. And then 6 years ago, I just had a real desire to help loan officers do more. And I'm very tactical, but I wasn't hearing a lot of tactical advice. Mm-hmm. And so I literally plugged up a mic, turned on a video. And really ours has been primarily audio, and now we're doing some YouTube. You could find it at the marketing end. But it just started sharing. What are we doing? How are we getting leads? How are we having conversations? And the podcast is how I met Carl White. The Mortgage Marketing Animals, and 4 years ago became a partner with him, and we help thousands of loan officers every single month. And it's one of the largest mortgage coaching companies. And so I coach and I recruit and lead loan officers and branch managers. And man, it's just been a fun journey. And what we're doing in this season is helping others unlock. You know, here's the reality. We think it's so complicated. You know, Justin, I talked to a ton of loan officers, and I personally coach right now. This week I've had coaching calls with about, and these are in small group coaching, but I'd say it was about 150 loan officers just this week. And I'll tell you this, when you say, I was talking with a loan officer the other day, and 3 years ago, he did $100 million, and he called me and he said, "Steve, I'm doing five or six loans a month." And he said, "What's wrong? I'm doing the same activity, having the same conversations, working the same hours. I've got the same realtor relationships, and my business continues to falter." Well, here's the thing. He's on an island by himself. He doesn't know. He doesn't get the privilege that I do to be able to see what is it that's moving the needle. It's like Jim Collins in the book, Good to Great. He said, it's not the biggest tweaks that make the greatest impact. It's a couple of little things. I think of it like a radio, like an AM or FM radio in a dial. Like if you're a ham radio operator, it's the smallest tweak on a dial that brings clarity of the signal. And what we've been able to uncover is we think it's all of these things that make the biggest impact. And it's really just a handful. And like with that one loan officer, you know what the missing piece was? He had all the agents, the same agents, but those agents were becoming unqualified.
Wow.
And what we've learned is this, all agents. So the biggest change in our industry, and it has to do with loan officers as well, is that the agents that were doing business a year ago, their business has been falling off. Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Most of them don't have a process to prospect. The market was the gift. The agents that wake up every day and say, on Monday, I call this group of people. On Tuesday, I call clients that are in process. Wednesday, my database. Thursday, the pre-approved and looking clients. Like agents who have a process are thriving. But agents that were closing 8 to 10, 15 deals a year, just kind of doing their thing, they very slowly have begun to lose ground. Matter of fact, I was researching this 2 weeks ago. 70% of agents 30% of agents do over 80% of the entire industry's business.
Wow.
Like I'm telling, and really it said it was probably closer to 20%.
20, yeah, probably.
Generous. You know, because there were a couple of sources that I was looking at, and one said 25 to 30. Most said it's actually closer to 20% doing 80% of the business. And the problem is we've not identified the right agents using technology to see who's in. And for us at the Marketing Animals, we really help our loan officers. Don't go after any agent that's not doing at least 8 buy-side transactions a year. And you got to look at their numbers every month, because here's what will happen, Justin. You're doing the calls, you're having the conversations, you're inviting them to an event, you do a lunch, you do a coffee, you're calling them every week. If they've got 4 transactions, here's how powerful it is. If they did 4 buy-side transactions, which is a lot, because most of them don't even do that many. But here's what will happen. Mathematically, we know that out of every relational lead that an agent gives you, you'll close 1 in 4. So if they give me 4 relational leads, I'm going to close 1 transaction. So here's what will happen is somebody who does 4 buy-side transactions a year, they can only refer you about 2. One of them came with cash. One of them already had a lending relationship. They got about 2 they can refer you. Out of the 2, remember, we need 4 to close. So will I get a deal this year or a deal next year? Can you wait 2 years to get a relational closing from a, and listen, these are the agents, 24 years. I pulled my agent list this last week, which was so fun. I've worked with 1900 agents, in conversations, deals, listing agents. And I'm just sitting here thinking, and so I had my team go through, and the amount that are qualified are shocking. I mean, it's 100 or less. And so just imagine this. I like you. I know you. I trust you. At one point, you might have been qualified, but if I go after 1,800 that weren't, all it is a lot of activity without result. And you know, the tragedy in this industry, in the last 2 years, I think the number was close to 40 to 50% of loan officers exited the industry.
Yeah,
and it wasn't because they didn't know how to prospect. It's oftentimes they were prospecting the wrong people. And then you know what it does? It makes you say, what's wrong with me? Maybe I'm not doing enough, you know, and it creates this discouragement and doubt. And when you have doubt, doubt creates anxiety, and anxiety creates a powerlessness to act. And then it's like, well, I guess I'm going to have to go do something else. And that's the tragedy, is it's like, man, we're literally going to have the fourth best year in purchase volume since 2007. I just saw the stats from the Mortgage Bankers Association. Why are you leaving the industry? You know, it's like, oh, the greatest opportunity we've had, but it's because they just don't know. Nobody told us. And that's what I love. And that's really what I'm on mission for, is to help loan officers who have a passion for this industry to really uncover just a handful of things that if you just, like this guy who was doing $100 million, he was only missing one piece. That's it.
Yeah.
And then as he implements it, you watch, he's going to be back up to $100 million because it was the one thing he didn't know. Everything else, he had it. He had great process, great prospecting, great consistency, great relationships. Now he's just going to have to go after the ones that are qualified. And and listen, you got to have a process to that. And we do, you know, at the Marketing Animals, that's what we're really good at. It is, and also, how do I have, what's the right script in the conversation? And that's what really got me excited about like the Loan Officer Leadership Podcast, which is what I launched. They kind of started how to help the industry, is because when you see what works, man, let's share it with others so that they can make an even greater impact as well.
Yeah. No, that's a great, I mean, that was the longest 30 seconds a minute I've ever heard.
We went through a whole lot, man. We went through a whole lot.
That was incredible. What I love about it is lots of things were popping out in my mind. What I'd like to know, I guess, from you is, you said you have a couple of things that you tell people to do that actually move the needle.
Yeah.
Like, what are some, engaging with real estate agents, great. How? Like, what are some tactics that you would suggest folks do to actually get in front of those real estate agents to help build trust, build rapport, to get the referrals?
Hey, Justin, I'll look, and I was talking to somebody this last week, and he said, dude, I've never heard it so simple. So for all of our loan officers, and listen, this would be for real estate agents as well. Anybody in the real estate community, I'm a data junkie. Like, it's funny, I wasn't great in math, but I have a strategic mind. It's just the way God created me. When I see numbers, I see patterns. And let me tell you one of the things we did. I can tell you one activity that, and this is specific to loan officers. However, I know the results, if we tested it with agents, would be the same because of how data works. Justin, if loan officers and real estate agents will do one thing, then I believe, based on the results we've seen, I can't make an income claim, but let me tell you what'll happen. If a loan officer says, I want to close 8 transactions a month, you only have to do one thing. One thing. That's it. You want to know?
What is it? Tell me what it is.
Have 13 conversations with people in and around your sphere of influence. And so let me define this. Agents that you've known, like, and trust, you've worked with in the past, listing agents, buyer's agents, title company, insurance agents, friends and family, sphere of influence, past clients, clients in process, past client database, and pre-approved and looking clients. If anybody, you made a wedding list, you made a list of 250, 300 people, and people are like, you can't do it. Yeah, you can. There's an app called Covey Export. It'll export all the phone numbers you've ever saved in your phone. I did it again just 30 days ago. I had 7,000 contacts in my phone.
Are you kidding?
And it'll pull it out as a CSV file. And then you just pull all of your relationships. But listen, we did a test last week in the marketing animals. We had hundreds of loan officers across the country, East Coast, West Coast, big producers, little producers, big teams, little teams, small markets like Ball Ground, Georgia with one stoplight, Houston, Texas with 5 million, California, Ohio, Nevada, Atlanta, the most diverse sampling we've ever done. Listen to this, 4,197 outbound calls to a warm market. We had 1,828 talk tos. We had 323 relational referrals.
Wow.
So let me tell you what the data tells us. Because see, when you're doing data like Barna Group and all these big Gallup polls, they want diverse groups. They want it very, very, very diverse. Like it's not segmented. Yeah. We didn't just go to Houston, Texas. We went East Coast, West Coast with hundreds of loan officers, with hundreds of data points. And here's what it told us.
Mm-hmm.
This is, and look, the data is, and that's why it's like, here's what I love too. And I know we're talking about a whole lot, but I want to make it easy for everybody listening. What I love about data, I'll never forget. My mantra used to be, nobody will outwork me. Well, the problem with that is this. I actually own the website Grow and Grind, which is so funny because I don't believe in grinding. I believe in now being strategic with your time and leveraging instead of busy work, being effective, not busy. And here's what we learned. If I call a warm sphere of influence, I've got it, I will get 44% on average people answer the phone. If I get 15, my phone's showing up as spam, caller at, you know, it's showing up like Houston instead of Steve Kyle's. Something's wrong. Like if on average I'm not getting about a 40% answer rate on a warm market, I need to figure out what's going on. I got to fix it. Here's the second thing we figured out. 18% of every warm conversation when you strategically asked for the business in a cool way led to a relational referral. And Justin, let me tell you this, there's a difference between a bought referral and a relational referral. A relational referral is, hey, man, listen, you're looking to buy a house. Let me have you call my friend, Justin. He's going to take great care of you. And those referrals close 1 in 4. Mathematically for us, we do hundreds of loans a month and we're seeing about a 24% closing ratio with a warm referral. So here's what it tells you. The only thing you have to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is 5 days a week, have 13 warm conversations where you ask for the business. You'll get 2 leads a day, 10 leads a week, 40 leads a month, and you'll fund at minimum 8 loans. And if you use what our teams across the country see, I did 1 in 5 close, but for us, it's even 1 in 4. The numbers actually show you'll close 10 to 12 units a month. And the only thing you have to do, and this is what we tell people all the time, like we help them. I do a coaching group called the Alliance. And so it's so cool because I tell them, like, when we're building your routine, the number one key to accountability and discipline is this. I did a massive study about, you know, discipline, because there's a big difference between not motivated and discipline. Discipline's where you win. Well, the number one characteristic of discipline is simply routine. What do I do every single day? And here's the way we help people. If you'll put yourself first, so these are the 3 orders that matter. And I know I got a lot to say, but I think it'll help.
Keep going.
There's in your routine, the problem is most people say, I'm exhausted, I'm burnt out, I can't keep going, man, I'm so tired of doing this. Well, if that were the truth, go take a nap, take a 3-day weekend, you'll be fine. But that's not the problem. The problem is you're not exhausted. I'm not overwhelmed. The problem is you're depleted. You're depleted because you're not doing anything to recharge you. The order of what you do matters. And so number one, take care of yourself. Get up in the morning, pray, exercise, read, do something every day that recharges you. Number two, make your family a priority. And listen, we coach single moms, single dads. I just got to tell you, our industry says, no, you can't take off at 2:30. Why not? Your business should serve you. Take off at 2:30, build it in your calendar, go pick up your kids from 2 to 4, and then put an hour of follow-up from 4 to 5. Your family has got to be your second priority that is scheduled in your calendar. And then number three is this, you have to do 2 hours of outbound prospecting every day. And listen, if you can have 13 hellos in 1 hour, then do it an hour. use a dialing system, use technology. But the number one indicator of whether or not you'll be successful is, are you having real conversations? Hey, and listen, in our coaching program, let me tell you what I did. I got a guy, Jared Manley, he's part of the network. And I do this 8-week intensive coaching. And his number one goal was this: I'm having tons of conversations, but I'm not getting a lot of results. And I said, well, what are we focusing on? He said, I'm not asking for the business. For 8 weeks, It was how many outbound calls, how many talk tos, and how many times did you ask for the business? When we started, he was at about 20%. Hmm. When we ended over the 8 weeks, he was at 95%. And the week we ended, he put 5 loans in his pipeline. And the only thing he did different was ask for the business.
Wow.
See, because what's happening is, Justin, we're having conversations and it's like, hey, man, oh, great to talk to you. Hey, well, listen, just if there's anything, here's the way most people will end. If there's anything I could do for you, just keep me in mind. All right, Justin, have a good one.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Yeah.
Justin, you're an agent. We got a great relationship. We've worked together in the past. I've fallen off top of mind because I haven't been consistent in following up. Hey, Justin, man, it's been great to reconnect with you, brother. Hey, before we get off the phone, let me ask you something. Who do you have today that I could help you get pre-approved and make sure it's a good use of your time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. It shows that you're giving value to them.
It's the only
saying,
difference.
Hey, I can help get them approved. Yeah.
It's the only difference. Hey, and I'm telling you, if you will talk to them and you will ask for the bit, here's two more, and I'll give you two more real simple scripts. When you got a friend's or you've got clients in process, it's like we call it our 3x3. Hey, if you've got any friends, family, or coworkers looking to buy, sell, or refinance, could I count on you to give me their information? I'd love to help another great family just like you. Here's another one. Hey, listen, you know, and man, there's only about 4 scripts that if you know these 4, like one of them is, hey, listen, who do you know that you think I should know or that you feel like you could make an introduction to for me? I'd love to meet somebody that you think I should know. And then when you're done with that, just say, hey, Justin, before we get off as well, is there anything I can do for you? Mm-hmm. And it's like when you start building this into the language of what you're doing and saying, now your activity is not busy work. It's activity that's leading to results. Mm-hmm. And for most people listening today, you're doing some activity and you're saying, here's where guilt and shame and false belief and doubt come in. And see, what people don't realize, Justin, is my past experience is framing my future expectation. I've done that. That doesn't work. The market's slow. Well, let me tell you this. Sharon Wofford in Ball Ground, Georgia, has been working a plan for the last 4 months when she joined my team here at Success Mortgage Partners. And she was doing $2 million a month. This month will fund almost $6 million. Her city has one stoplight. It's not your market. It's not your city. It's not the market slow. The MBA just put out a report. It'll be the 4th best years in purchase money since 07. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's the excuses because we didn't know that the activity alone is not enough. Mm-hmm. You know what we did last week? We did our 50 calls blitz. We did something with our teams here at the Marketing Animals. You know what it really, one of the takeaways, and I recorded this on the Loan Officer Leadership Podcast. I did 3 consecutive episodes of what I did 50 conversations in one day last Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And one of my 13 takeaways was this: calls alone are not enough.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a call to action.
Yeah.
And I think that we want to make it so complicated. And listen, I'm a fan because I know what you guys do with the targeted ads. I'm a fan. Let me tell you this, we do targeted Facebook ads. Hey, I'll tell you a fun story. My wife is getting back into originating as well, and so we launched her targeted ads this week, literally yesterday as we're recording this. Her first day, she got a relational lead from somebody she's known, but was like, oh yeah, oh my gosh, Stephanie, let me talk to you. And I'm telling you, I believe in it. You need to be warming up look, I got a database of 7,000 people on my phone. Get that info, put it in a list, have you guys help them with it, do targeted ads. And for $5 a day, you can literally be the mayor of your city. So we believe in technology. We've got CRM that has AI powered, and literally you can call into it and the AI attendant will answer your phone and book your appointment. We believe in it. We use it. But I'll tell you this, that is what I call, it's a conversion maker, Justin. So see, what happens is, I was working with a loan officer. He's been a loan officer since the 80s. Crazy. Imagine he's been doing it that long. And I said, and he's known as the Godfather here where I live in a city of 5,000. I'm in Houston, and he's the Godfather. And man, he is still closing millions of dollars a month. And he's been a friend for years. And I said, Ken, hey brother, what's the number one thing that you do to continue to close several? Because I kid you not, I think he's like 80, he's at least 70, but it may be 80 years old. And I said, Ken, first off, when are you going to retire? He's like, I ain't ever retiring. And I said, well, you're still closing $2 to $5 million a month. And you've been doing this since the 80s. What's the number one thing you do? You know what he told me?
What's that?
I make phone calls.
Yeah.
And I said, wow. So you're telling me that since the 80s, what was the number one thing you did in the 80s? I made phone calls.
That's all you could do in the 80s.
We try to get away from all of this, and we try to say that, and here's the way we always coach. Your calls are number one. Technology is a conversion maker. What we find, and you guys probably find it too, is that technology will increase your conversion about 15%. Mm-hmm. And listen, that's what you're looking for. That's where the money and the gold is, because it's like just free money. Because when you're closing that extra 15%, that 15% doesn't come with a whole lot of expense, because your expenses are really outlaid in the first few loans you close. A 2 to 5 more loans a month, man, that is a massive impact in your family budget. And so I just want to encourage everybody today, don't make it super complicated. It is about 13 conversations every single day with a true call to action, where you're doing it in a cool way, in your own voice, tracking it to make sure you're staying accountable. Hey, and if you don't mind, because this would be a cool place to do it, like if you're looking for tactics, go to loanofficerleadership.com, my podcast. But more than that, we have a really cool thing that Carl White, myself, a friend of ours, Frank Gray, there's a whole group of us, Kristen Simpson. We do this morning show. It's called the Loan Officer Breakfast Club. And listen, we invest a lot to do it. It costs us a lot, six figures a month. I mean, it's a commitment for us.
Wow.
But we have anywhere, a low day, 500-600 loan officers, a high day, 800-900 loan officers a day, that'll show up on the Loan Officer Breakfast Club. And you just go to loanofficerbreakfastclub.com. Our community has about 22,000 loan officers in Facebook. Here's what we do. We just come together Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 9 a.m. Eastern. In Central, it's 7:30 to 8:30. Me, Pacific, it's 5:30 to 6. And I know it's early, but it's a free gift. It doesn't cost you anything but to show up. And we talk about tactics. Like today we had Owen Lee talking about the big merger with Redfin and Rocket and Impact. But we talk about what's happening in the market. We talk about what's winning today. We talked about refining your Google, your Google, what is it, where you go to find people in your
Google My Business?
Yeah. And so it's like, making sure that that's done correctly so that, that it's really attracting the right people. And it's like from sales to practical. Yesterday, Chris Johnstone rolled out the AI attendant that can literally answer your phone, book your appointment, and send follow-up emails and text automatically. And so it's like we're looking at all of these things that are impacting loan officers on a daily basis, and we're just having great conversations. So loanofficerbreakfastclub.com, get involved in our community, because Justin, here's the other thing. Most loan officers, and not only do I coach personally, a couple of hundred loan officers a week, then we're in front of several thousand a week, and that doesn't include the podcast and the YouTubes. But then also, one of the things, I lost my train of thought, man. I talk to loan officers. I talk to anywhere on a low week. I'd say low week, 10 to 15, a normal week, 20, high week, 30 loan officers individually every single week. You know, the number one thing I hear, I'm alone on an island by myself.
Yeah.
And that's why we created the Loan Officer Breakfast Club. is because you don't have to be alone. You don't have to be on an island. And our goal is to help make our industry better. So I hope that helps.
That's perfect. Man. That was extremely helpful information. You know, one of the things that I wanted to give you a shout out for is your podcast is incredible. You guys have like 400 some episodes jam-packed with tactics like you're talking about. I would highly encourage anybody to go check it out. The Loan Officer Leadership podcast, like you said, loanofficerleadership.com. But all that to say, you are an absolute marketing animal. So it is the correct name. And I thought it might be fun to throw you into AI as an animal.
My man. I like it. You need to email me that. Email that.
I'll send it over to you for those who can't see. It's the most serious looking face and the most ridiculous bear outfit.
I will take, I'll post it in our group and I'll say, come on, marketing animals. It'd be so fun. So, thank you for your time, man. It's been great to be on the show.
It's been a lot of fun. I appreciate you taking the time to join us in the lab. And for those who are listening, thank you so much for listening. It's always fun to grow our audience. So, thank you so much. Steve, it's been awesome.
All right. Hey, listen, remember this. Anything worth doing is worth doing badly. Get started. See you.
Thanks for joining us in the Local Marketing Lab. This podcast is brought to you by Evocalize. To learn how Evocalize can help you grow your business, visit evocalize.com. If you learned something new from today's episode, don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook at Evocalize. That's EVOCALIZE. And on X at Evocalize Inc. And remember, keep innovating and trying new things. You never know what's going to connect with your audience until you try. And until next time, thanks for listening.